Well, let me welcome you to a very special day, not just the beginning of a new year, but this is the beginning of a three-year journey through God's Word. I'm Stephen Davey, and I have the privilege of being your teacher as we explore the Scriptures from Genesis all the way through Revelation, all 66 books, and we're calling this the Wisdom Journey. I'm here in the studio with our broadcast host, Scott Wiley.
Hello, friends. As Stephen just said, as you travel along on this wisdom journey, you'll explore each book of the Bible. We're going to have a new lesson for you each weekday as Stephen teaches in 10-minute segments. When we're done, you'll have a clear understanding of the message of Scripture and the truth God has communicated to us through His Word.
Yeah, and you know, I'm excited, Scott, about all that God is going to teach us, and I'm eager to get started. Well, in this first lesson, we're going to start at the very beginning. And the Bible begins not with an argument for God's existence, but with a very simple statement that God is the creator of the universe. And you know what? That simple declaration sets the stage for the rest of God's inspired revelation. This is the source of true wisdom that we need. Heck, Scott, why don't we pray right now and ask God to bless us as we begin?
Let's do that. Father, we are so thankful for your word and the opportunity that we have to start it together as we begin this journey through it. Would you please bless us? In Jesus' name, amen. Now, friends, let's begin today's lesson from Genesis 1:1 here on the Wisdom Journey.
Well, today is program number one, and we're calling this the Wisdom Journey, not just because we're going to go from Genesis through Revelation, but because this is a journey of wisdom. Now, this isn't my wisdom. These aren't my ideas or opinions. We're going to get into the Word of God. The Bible has been given to us in 66 inspired and infallible books. The Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Timothy 3:16 that God's Word is literally breathed out by God Himself. And that means if we do this journey correctly, if we go from port to port successfully as we sort of sail through this book, we won't just learn more about the Bible, we'll learn more about the author, God Himself. This book is the revelation of God. Now, every day we're only going to have about 10 or 11 minutes or less. And my prayer is that we'll just sort of whet your appetite to study more so that you can know Christ better. You'll know how to talk to Him better, how to talk to others about Him. Listen, I got to tell you that when you begin a wisdom journey through God's Word, it's going to be hard to keep quiet about the Lord. Now, God's Word might be new to you, but I'm praying God will give you the opportunity and the courage and the knowledge and the ability to represent Him well in front of your family, your coworkers, your friends, people in your neighborhood, people in the traffic pattern of your life. And I'm praying that you're going to have a hard time keeping quiet about God and His Word. Imagine finding an old metal box that has been covered up for a century. Somehow it ended up in your great-grandparents' basement. You open the box and find inside a diary, and it's signed Abraham Lincoln. You immediately take it to an antique specialist, eventually to historical experts, and they all confirm that you have indeed found the private diary of Abraham Lincoln. Well, what would you do? Well, I know what the Historical Society and all the experts would do. They would dig into this diary and they'd study every single word. And it wouldn't be so much to know what he wrote about or what life was like back during his presidency. They would want to discover more about him. What does this diary reveal to us about Abraham Lincoln, the way he thought, the things he loved, the decisions he made, and why he made them? Well, along this wisdom journey, we're going to make a lot of interesting discoveries, but the greatest discovery will be what we learn about our Lord and Savior, our shelter, our refuge, our creator, our confidant, the good shepherd, the chief shepherd of the church today. Well, let me invite you to open your Bible, if you can, to the first page of inspired scripture, the book of Genesis and chapter 1. You'll notice that the very opening line just happens to introduce its author. Verse 1 says, "In the beginning, God." Now, the name for God used here is Elohim. That name stresses the power and majesty and sovereignty above all other gods. Elohim is actually a plural Hebrew noun, which certainly implies the Trinity. In fact, in the very next verse, it tells us that the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Add to that the fact that the Apostle Paul writes to the Colossians in chapter 1, "By Him," that is through Jesus Christ, "all things were created in heaven and on earth. All things were created through Him." So Jesus Christ, God the Son, was the actual agent speaking the creative words here in Genesis chapter 1. "Let there be light," and so on. So all three persons of the Godhead are involved in creation. Now, would you notice that the Bible doesn't begin here by saying, "In the beginning, there were 10 good reasons why God existed," or 10 proofs for His existence. Just simply, "In the beginning, God," as if to say, here He is. Whether you believe it or not, God exists. God tells Moses, the human writer here, to write down what happened. Look at what God did in the beginning. Verse 1 goes on to tell us, "In the beginning, God created." The verb for created describes to create out of nothing. The writer of Hebrews put it this way, "By faith we understand that the universe was created by the Word of God," Hebrews 11, verse 3. Now, as humans, we can do a lot of amazingly creative things with stuff that already exists, but God created everything from nothing. God created the heavens and the earth, verse 1 says. Now, again, we're not given three reasons why God did it, or four ways you can prove He did it, or five reasons why He even wanted to do it. We're just told He did it. Now, this statement, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth," doesn't mean that the heavens and the earth are as old as God, so to speak. Other passages inform us that God always was. In fact, God's name, Yahweh, translated Lord, literally means "I am." The psalmist wrote in Psalm 90, verse 2, "Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you informed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God." So when we're told here that God created the heavens and the earth in the beginning, that means in the beginning of time as we know it. Or you could put it this way, here's how everything got started in the beginning of creation. Now, maybe I'm talking to somebody today who's having an incredibly difficult time in life, perhaps filled with grief or trouble. Maybe you're trying to love a child or a spouse that doesn't want to see your good side, or maybe you're facing illness or financial shortfalls. It seems like it's going to send you over the edge. Maybe you're enduring the pain of betrayal from a business partner or friend. Or maybe after a long day, you're just listening to me while you're driving home to an empty home or apartment. Somebody said to me recently that grief is love with nowhere to go. You've experienced grief and loss, and it's like you've got nowhere to go with your sorrow. Well, let me tell you something. You can take it to the powerful, sovereign, Creator God who loved you enough to plan for you to be alive today. In fact, He loved you enough to send His Son to die for you so that you could be forgiven, so that you could have a future life that will one day never end. He loves you enough to tell you to cast all your burdens on Him because He cares about you, 1 Peter 5:7. So that grief, that trouble, that loss, you have somewhere to take it. Take it to God. If He's big enough to create the universe, He's big enough to direct your life and mine. And as we take this journey together through God's Word, you're going to discover a living, loving, powerful, wise God. That's why we're calling this program the wisdom journey. Now, let me tell you, there are 31,102 verses in the Bible. You don't need to know that for the quiz. But I truly believe that this first verse is the most important one. If you can believe this first verse, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. If you can believe this by faith, you can believe the rest of the Bible. Now, my prayer for you is going to be the same prayer the Apostle Paul prayed for believers living in the first century city of Corinth. And I'm going to end each program in this 3-year journey through the Bible with this same prayer. Now, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Well, we're off on our journey through God's Word. I hope you'll be with us for all of it. This is the first lesson in a 3-year journey through all of God's Word. We're calling it the Wisdom Journey. Stephen Davey will be taking you from Genesis through Revelation with a new lesson each weekday at this same time. Today's lesson is called The Journey Begins. I'm your host, Scott Wiley. As we get started, I want you to know about another resource we have available. These lessons that you'll hear on the radio each day are just part of the journey. There's more available to you if you want to go further. The Wisdom Journey is a ministry of Wisdom International. We have a website that you'll find at wisdomonline.org. When you go there, you can learn about what we're calling the crew. Members of the crew have the opportunity to receive a certificate of completion after traveling through the entire Wisdom Journey. Members of the crew will receive a study guide for each episode of the Wisdom Journey. And that'll be delivered to your email inbox. Each day as you listen, right here on this radio station, you can expand your journey by thinking through the application questions that we provide. We also send you a binder to keep your study guides organized. To learn about the crew, visit wisdomonline.org. Again, that's wisdomonline.org. Before we go, I want you to know that we have a free ebook on our website this month. Stephen's written a book called Do Babies Really Go to Heaven When They Die? That ebook is available this month at wisdomonline.org. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back here tomorrow at this same time. Join us then for the next leg of the Wisdom Journey.